One of the problems that developing people do not understand, and that is that the voices they hear or the senses they hear sound like their own internal voice, because they haven't been trained yet enough to actually hear an external voice or an internal voice that they know isn't theirs. So the spirit uses what, quote, is at hand. And they'll use their own, the person's own way of thinking and all, in order to get impressions.
Are these spirit guides guardian angels? Same
absolutely.
Thing? That's
absolutely.
What I thought.
Absolutely. And, you know, an angel is a messenger bearer of information.
No. Nope.
And certainly everybody, I've never known anybody, no matter how difficult the individual may have been, who did not have a loving guidance at some place in the universe.
Why do you find, Hans, that so many people have this need to contact their dearly departed?
For many people, there's unfinished business. For many people, that consciousness has been of that person has been in their life for so long that to think of living without that person, to think of not being able to pick up the phone, meet them for lunch, or get a hug, is so far out of their safety concept for themselves that they need to know that that person is somewhere in the universe and can hear them somehow.
Are they trying to rid themselves of any guilt here, the people?
A lot of times, I think that's very true. You know, as I mentioned on the last couple of shows, a lot of the work of mediumship is a counseling between the people here and the people that have gone on. A lot of unfinished business, a lot of different things, and yes, a lot of guilt involved.
Now, what's the difference in your case between a direct voice medium and someone who just calls himself a medium?
Well, I am blessed without having to use a heavy trance. So I get to actually participate with the people in the readings because I actually hear the voice as I speak it. It literally comes down and through me and out. So that's what a direct voice medium is.
You're fully aware of what's going on.
I'm fully aware. It's been a blessing. I was for many years a trance medium, and I found I was far more effective being a direct voice medium.
Does this spirit enter your body, or are you just merely conversing with them?
A little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. It's called overshadowing, and oftentimes the spirit will come and sit in me to give some information to somebody. Oftentimes I will move forward from my chair and look directly into the person's eyes because somebody on the other side is looking at them through me. In fact, a lady said today, that's very strange. She said, your eyes have turned to the eyes of my father.
Shape-wise, color-wise?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's just like, and, you know, I can feel that when it's happening. But to me, mediumship is truly the greatest gift that you can possibly have.
You are such an enlightened person and truly a remarkably good person, but I have got to ask you this. Have you ever had a bad entity, bad spirit, somehow try to enter you while you were in this state?
Absolutely. And this is why I say to people, do not practice this on your own. If you're going to develop, whether it's a class with me or a class with anybody else, go where there is a medium present who can control the vibratorial pattern of that reading. Or what you're going to get, you're going to get some spirits stuck in mid-low astral who somehow vicariously want to enter and be mischievous.
Explain to us, Hans, in your career, what could have been one of the most devastating occurrences for you like this, and how did you fight it off?
Well, I had a man. The woman came and sat with me, and I'm talking to her, and I started to get this strong sense of white cold fear. And I could feel this blackness approaching me, and now I know what I need to do to keep that. But it was relentless. It was relentless. And it was the woman's husband who had been tried and executed eventually for killing their son.
Oh, my.
And the anger and the rage in the man was so severe, he was still coming through in that rage, and if he could have hurt her, he would have.
I assume he was guilty. He did it, right?
Guilty of sin.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. And admitted it. But so angry that the mother loved the son in his perception when the child was born more than him, and stole his, you know, stole his personal life with his wife, he thought. But I have rarely in my experience ever known such evil.
And this thing tried to take over you?
Absolutely tried to take over me.
How'd you fight it off?
Well, because the light is stronger than the dark. You can't shine the dark in the light, George, and the light will always prevail. And that's what I want people to know when they're concerned about evil or evil attachment. Yes, it can cause you a lot of problems.
Could you die if you don't handle this right?
Yeah, other mediums have died, absolutely. I remember a very famous medium in London about 20 years ago at the Lodian Hall, had all the doors locked and 1,500 people in the auditorium, and she was a trance medium with ectoplasm, and somebody opened the janitor, I guess it was opened the side door. And when the energy, and it was in the London time, when the energy was thrown back into her, she bled to death.
Right there.
Right there and then. That's it.
My, oh, my.
They had no way of getting her in time to the hospital.
So this isn't all fun and games.
No, it's not. It's very serious business. So when I say to people, do not use a Ouija board, do not try to do these things on your own, because there is a thin line between the light and the dark sometimes.
You know, though, some kids are going to be sitting around a Ouija board thinking, hey, this is fun. We're going to bring up something. They're going to conjure. And it works. It works.
Oh, it works. Oh, absolutely works. But you don't know what you're conjuring either.
Oh, that's true. What is it about Ouija boards that open up that portal?
To be very honest with you, I asked Spirit that once, and they said it was the intention of the individuals. And there is, that very thin line. People don't protect themselves when they use a Ouija board because they don't know how. And it would be like somebody new sitting down and saying, I want to talk to the spirit, and I want, I don't care who comes through as long as anybody comes through. Well, you know.
You do that, anything's going to come through.
Anything can come through.